Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, today I have a special guest, because all my guests are special. I mean, I say that every time, but I really truly love to pick guests who are going to really encourage you in whatever your journey is. Today, I am talking with Ashley Gadd. She is the author of Create Anyway, The Joy of Pursuing Creativity and the Margins of Motherhood. She has three kiddos. She is an author, an artist, a photographer, and we really talk about what it looks like when sometimes we lose ourselves in motherhood, when we're in the survival stage or the things that we love to pursue, whether it be creativity in art or whether it be just our passion and purpose. When we lose that and we think, how do we get that back? And so she does a beautiful job of encouraging us and how do we merge those things? How do we have margin in our life? And how do we create community? Because community is such a huge piece when we're these moms who are scared to ask questions that we don't know, or we're struggling with our kids and we don't know who to ask or where to go. And so you're going to love this conversation with Ashley. She is a beautiful voice in this space. Hey, Ashley, thank you so much for being on Be Love, Do Good Podcast. We're so excited to have you and talk about your new book, Create Anyway. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So in your book, we're just going to get right into it. You say the joy of pursuing creativity and the margins of motherhood. And when I saw that word margin, because right now I am in a very intense job, I have two kids, I was like, what does margin actually mean? So explain that to me and a little bit about why you wrote this book.
Yeah, I know. Margins is sort of like an elusive term, right? Now that you're the saying balance, it that way. Like, I'm realizing
it's like the balance word when people are like, how do you balance, you know?
Yeah. What does that even mean? Right. What is that? Yeah. Margins, I mean, I don't even know that I formally give a definition of what margins is in the book. But for me, when I think of margins, I think of sort of, it's just kind of like these fragments of time that we can reclaim for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that is 2 minutes. Sometimes that's 20 minutes. Sometimes that could be an hour that we wake up before our kids wake up. You know, it kind of differs from season to season, but that's sort of how I would define it. It's like a sliver of time, a fragment of time.
Tell me a little bit about where you are in motherhood, like how mm-hmm. old your kids are, what stage you are at, because I think margin probably looks very different, maybe even totally. For me, than it does for you if our kids are different ages. Kind of explain where you are in life right now.
Yeah. So I have a almost 11-year-old. He's 10. He'll be 11 in May. And then I have an 8-year-old and a just turned 4-year-old. So I'm actually in a really sweet season of motherhood that it has sort of only recently dawned on me that this is kind of a new sweet season. And I think I'm really starting to recognize it when I look around at my mom friends who are in the little years, you know, the thick of the babies and the toddlers and the diapers and the tantrums. And I don't know. It just recently, I was chatting with a friend who's just really having a hard time right now. She has three very young children. And I realized as I was listening to her talk, like, wow, somehow I'm not in that place anymore. I know what that's like. I was just there and I almost didn't realize that I've come out of it. Mm-hmm. Probably somewhat recently, I would say maybe within the last year or so.
Those were the survival stages for me. Yes. I just did a message on Mother's Day and I went through the stages of motherhood based on TV shows. And I remember that stage was the TV show, if you've seen The Walking Dead, where it's just all the zombies and they're just walking around like zombies. I just remember feeling Yeah, you finally get one that is sleeping, and then you have another one, and you're just like, I just remember being in a fog for the first like 8 months and thinking, will life ever be the same again?
Yeah. Just within the past year, we've potty trained my daughter, and so that's been a really big game changer. You know, she dropped her nap, which is sad, but also liberating because now we can just leave the house whenever we want to, and our days are our own again. And so, yeah, I would say I'm kind of in this like sweet middle place where we're not, my oldest son will go to middle school next year, and that feels very scary for a lot of reasons, but it's like, we're not quite there yet into those years, but we're out of the baby years. We're just in this like really sweet little middle place right now.
I actually love that season. I have a 14 and 11 year old, and I am, for me personally, and this is every different moms love the baby stage. But I'm in my sweet spot right now for sure.
Yeah.
The teenagers, I was a youth pastor back in the day, and this is my jam. Like sports and a bunch of rowdy boys coming over. And, like, it is the best. But I remember in that stage too of like where you were kind of out of like car seats and you were out that napping, like, oh my gosh, we can actually go do stuff now. Or so that is a beautiful stage too. So for many of us, we all have, a lot of parents are listening that have different stages and all those things. I've found that a lot of my friends, whether they're in that survival stage where it's just like constant physical, like constant physical. And then when you get to probably my stage and older, it's that more probably maybe emotional, like you're giving, we're having really hard talks and really good talks. But sometimes I see moms, and you've probably seen it before, where they are really passionate about something, or maybe they have a career. And then once they hit motherhood, sometimes they lose a little bit of what they loved and passion, or maybe it just – there's so much going on. They've kind of lost themselves. And so I just wanted to kind of touch base with you on that. I know in your book you talk a little bit about that. So tell me about what that journey was like for you.
Yeah. I've always been really creative. You know, before I became a mother, writing was a really big part of my life. And I worked in a corporate job before I got pregnant, but I was still really creative even in that job. And so I would say the thing that really lights me up as a human and makes me feel alive and makes me feel most myself is just pursuing creativity in a lot of different forms. I'm a photographer. I love to just make art. I love to capture beauty. I love to tell stories. That's just kind of at the core of like who I am and really just who God made me to be. And so when I first became a mom, that was probably one of the first like tensions that I really felt bubbling up inside me was, on this one hand, I had this all-consuming love for this new slippery baby they had just put on my chest, you know? And at the same time, I had this burning desire to keep creating. And how was I going to do it all? You know, how was I going to do both? Could I even do both? And it's been, you know, pretty much a full decade of motherhood for me now. I have under my belt. And I would say that over the course of that decade, I've really been kind of learning how to reframe that narrative, you know, that motherhood is not like taking something away from my creative dreams or my creative gifts. And likewise, my creative gifts and my creative dreams aren't taking something away from my motherhood. And I think for a long time, that was the mindset I had. It was just all scarcity all the time, you know, and I couldn't seem to wrap my head around the fact that I really could pursue both. And not only could I pursue both, but that it would be a good thing for me to pursue both because my motherhood was really enhancing the art that I wanted to make. And the art that I was making was really enhancing who I was as a mother. And now, you know, 10 years later, like I really believe that down to my bones. I mean, that's really the core message of Create Anyway. But it's been kind of 10 years in the making, you know, I would say this book has sort of been writing itself in me for 10 years and I'm just now kind of getting it out on paper.
What's kind of your core message in this book? Because I'm thinking like if someone would have told you, what do you wish that someone would have told you when you first started motherhood and they knew your personality and they knew what you loved and were passionate about? What do you wish like someone would have come to you and encouraged you to continue your own path. It might look different than it looked like before, but what would have been something that someone could have said to you that encouraged you to kind of make sure that you were still living in that creative space and that you didn't have to give it all up?
Yeah, I think just that permission. Permission was the thing I seemed to be longing for the most, and I didn't know where to get it or where to even ask for it. And where I land now is sort of that, like, God has given us that permission because we are creative human beings who are made in the image of a super creative God. And if God himself has placed those creative talents and those creative desires within my heart, they're there for a reason. And, art and motherhood are not mutually exclusive. I think that's the permission slip I just want to hand every mom, you know, that you can be a mom and you can also make art. And sometimes you can't always do it all at the same time, but sometimes you can. And fighting for those margins is worth the fight.
I think also, like, for those who might be listening who are like, oh, I'm not like creative. Like, and I hate that word because I've read a book, I can't remember who it was, maybe Erwin McManus, where he talks about everyone being a creator. You know,
yeah,
I think
the artisan soul.
Yes. How everyone has that. Like, for people who say, oh, I'm not really creative, because when we think of creatives, we think of what? Art, writing, songwriting, all those different things. And that is not who I am, but I am actually very creative in, I love the creative aspect of like decorating and those kind of things, but also the creativity to solve problems for other people. For me specifically, it's, the vulnerable populations. That is my creativity. And so I think sometimes I think we get, when we think of creativity, we think, oh, that's just for that person. I'm not really creativity. So could we also say not just, you know, the creativity that you can do that, but also maybe your passion area or your purpose area?
Yeah. And I mean, aside from that, I would say, you know, I always have to speak so gently to mothers when mothers tell me that they're not creative, because my initial response is mothers are creating all the time.
Right.
Mothers are creating life. They are creating meals. They are creating memories. They are creating fun. They are creating rhythms and routines and bedtime stories. And, you know, like, moms literally create every day. So to the mom who's listening to this, who is feeling that bubble up inside them, I'm not creative. You are creating every single day. If you sit down and you made a list of everything you do in a day, there is creativity woven in every act of your motherhood. It really is. It's there. And we just have to learn to call it what it is. And not be scared. Not be scared of that word.
Right. Oh, I love that. Because, yeah, we're like directing. We're like amazing directors all.
Totally.
All stinking day. you talk a lot about creativity and kind of finding that passion and being able to do that. But you also created a community that really helps you get through. Tell me about that. Tell me why community is so important in motherhood. And was that something that just happenstance? Or is that something you just – like, sometimes I think we look at these community of moms and you just automatically assume everyone has known each other. Everyone has. And then if you're on the outside of that, you think, how can I actually either make that for myself in another space, or how can I jump in there? And then and then you don't feel like you have community at all. Tell me why it's so important to you and how you created that space.
Yeah, it's interesting because when I first became a mom, I was one of the last women in my friendship group to have a baby. And so I had really kind of watched kind of from the outside, you know, all of my friends go through this transformation and this huge life change. And I had witnessed it in them. But when it happened to me, I still felt a little bit on the outside for some reason. I don't know. I think I felt at that point, it was really insecurity. If I had to just come up with a name for it, I think it was my own insecurity of just feeling like, man, all these women already have this all figured out. I got to just Google my way through this because I don't want to ask for help. I'm too ashamed.
Yes.
You know, I'm too embarrassed. And I remember with my first breastfeeding was just crazy hard. And I just didn't feel normal. Like everything that was happening to my body, I just remember Googling so many phrases with, is it normal? Is it normal to blank?
Your history.
Is it normal to blank? Yeah, just over and over again. Is this normal? Is this normal? And looking back, I wish I had just gone to my friends, you know, because they would have told me that, of course, yes, that is normal. Yep, that's hard. Yep, that's, yep, that happened to me too. But I did. I kept a lot of it to myself. And I think the only thing that really helped me was time, you know, over the course of time of just getting more comfortable in my skin, starting to let my guard down one little conversation at a time, I was constantly being met with grace and compassion and friendship and love. And why was I withholding that from myself? I look back on myself as an early new mom and I just want to like cup that version of myself, you know, with my hands, like, girl, ask for help when you need help, you know, it's going to be okay. And I think the more and more I kind of got the time of motherhood just under my belt, you know, who I was as a third time mom was so different than who I was as a first time mom. I was so much more eager to ask for help, to accept help, to receive the help the third time around. And I wish that I could have had that perspective with my first. So it's been a learning curve. And I think oftentimes the things that hold me back are typically just pride and insecurity. You know, it's like, I want to figure it out by myself. I'm embarrassed that I need help with something, but I'm so much better for letting other people into my life and into my motherhood. And the same is true of my art. You know,
yeah.
Letting other women into my creative process and showing them my terrible first drafts and brainstorming, you know, dumb ideas that eventually turn into good ideas once you have other people's input. Collaboration is huge. And it's such a big part now of everything that I do. And I'm so grateful for the women who have stepped into all of that mess with me.
Hey everyone, I wanted to let you know that Christian Parenting is hosting their fifth annual Perfectly Imperfect digital event called Every Parent Wants to Know. They have some really great friends and experts who are sharing their inside experience and wisdom to give you the answers to the questions we're all asking as parents. Join us on April 14th for Every Parent Wants to Know, where we will hear a host of speakers on character, faith, tough topics, all the things. Through March 12th, Christian Parenting is offering an early bird discount. Each ticket is only $29, and you get access through the end of the year to hear all of the speakers. Visit perfectlyimperfect.org to check out the speakers and get your ticket today. I love what you said, just, you know, giving yourself permission to ask questions. I think all of us, and I don't know what, where it was that someone said, just when you like have a baby, you're just supposed to know everything, or what, what makes us feel shameful, you know, not to ask the questions. And I even think now, like as our kids are getting older, my kids are in the teenage years, like even now we're still nervous to ask the questions or to say, oh my gosh, my kid is really struggling with this, because we have this, you know, shame of, oh my gosh, they're going to think I'm a bad parent, or they're going to think I'm not teaching them this and that. And so I noticed that in my friends who I, you know, I know they are really struggling with something, or they have a kid that's really struggling, but they won't tell anyone, or they won't ask. And I guarantee, I'm like, I guarantee that half the kids in that class, their parents are struggling with the exact same thing. And so it gives us permission to, it gives other people permission to say, hey, me too. Like, I'm struggling with that too. Have you seen that as you start to kind of share with people that they also are like, oh, okay, me too. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime I've ever shared anything difficult, anything really raw or really vulnerable or really heartbreaking, I have always been met with that of, thank you for putting language to that experience. Thank you for putting language to that loss, that grief, that heartache, that whatever it is. I do think it gets more complicated when your kids get older. And I'd be so curious if you are kind of experiencing this too. I know that when our kids are little, it just seems easier, I think, to talk about some of the things that we're struggling with, because their privacy isn't so much at stake, you know? Like, talking about a problem that you're having with your 3-year-old feels very different to me than talking about a problem that you're having with your 13-year-old, you know? And so I just wonder, it just makes me curious what the next phase of motherhood will be like, even for me. You know, I am in a place now where I am constantly asking for help, asking for input, sharing some of the struggles that I'm walking through in my motherhood or with my kids. And it does seem really tricky, I think, to do that as your kids get older. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you probably have that group that you feel – I mean, mm-hmm. we don't need to blast like everything for my 14-year-old. Even now, we on Instagram last night, we were doing Latin. And it's like always a joke when I do Latin with him because I'm the worst pronouncer. And so it's just so embarrassing. But it was interesting. I was – like, and we always do funny Instagram stories, but he's getting to that age now – where he didn't know one of the words and it was filming and he was like, you can't use that. And I was like, what? And he's like, you can't use that. I didn't know that word. He's like, you can't use that. I was like, okay. You know, so they're caring more about those things. And so, yeah, I think having that trusted group that you can say, hey, my kid is really struggling with this or and they'll love them anyway. They know them, you know, anyway. There's no judgment there. But I do think more parents – especially in the teenage years, are struggling with certain things that they're just afraid to even talk about it.
Yeah.
Because our pride says, if my kid isn't this, if my kid doesn't do this, if they don't behave correctly, if they're not the star, if they're not the blah, 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 we gain so much identity from our kids. And I think that's the part where we have to separate that. They are their own person. We can do what we do. We're going to make mistakes. And my identity is not in the way that my child performs or behaves.
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
So I think that's helped me a little bit. But it's a constant, you know, reminder to me that I always have to think about. Tell me about your coffee and crumbs community that you have made and why you made that.
Yeah. So I started Coffee and Crumbs about 8.5 years ago and really – I created the space online that I myself was looking for. So as a young new mom, I was, you know, hunting the internet constantly for just sources of encouragement and solidarity. And I don't know, just I had this desire to feel just seen and known in what I was walking through as a mom. And I couldn't seem to find that anywhere online. You know, this was back in 2013 where there just, I don't know, there wasn't as much out there then as there is now. Nowadays, I think there are a lot of beautiful spaces online for mothers, but that didn't really exist way back then when I was a new mom. And so, yeah, my heartbeat for Coffee and Crumbs was always just rooted in storytelling. I wanted a really beautiful, safe online space where mothers could write together about motherhood. And I have been so surprised and delighted by what God has done with that space. I mean, it has grown beyond my wildest expectations. All the different things we do now, all the different parts of it, I just never saw any of it coming. And it's such a blessing to me to be able to do work that I love so much. Coffee and Crumbs is such an intersection of all the things I love and care about. You know, it's really creative and there's a strong focus on writing. It's for mothers. It's a place where women encourage other women, which I love to see and I love to foster. And it truly is just a dream job in every way.
I love it. So tell me how – I know we can follow it on Instagram. And then is there other – like through blog? Like tell me how someone's like, ooh, that sounds awesome. How do I get
it? Yeah. Yeah. Our website is the kind of the primary place where most of the stories live. So that's coffeeandcrumbs.net. And we actually are kind of changing up our editorial process this year, which I'm super excited about. So for the past 8.5 years – we have been publishing brand new original essays on a weekly basis. We've been doing that for 8.5 years.
Amazing.
And it is. We have a huge archive collection of beautiful stories about all different sides of motherhood. And this year we're trying something new where instead of putting out weekly essays, we're going to be dropping we're just calling them collections right now. I'm not sure if we're going to change what we call them, but for right now we're calling them collections and we're going to drop a few collections a year. So instead of putting out, these like weekly essays that you kind of have to keep up with or you fall behind. We're just going to be dropping kind of like a Netflix series just all at once. Boom. Here's a bunch of stories. Nice. And then basically giving our readers about 90 days to work through them at their own pace, on their own time. And yeah, we're just kind of trying something new. We're trying to focus a little bit more on quality over quantity. And we're playing with some new art forms like poetry and photo essays. And we're just having a blast being really creative with it. So our first collection drops March 1st.
I love it.
And that will all be on our website.
It yeah. sounds just like a place of connection. Like when you feel alone, it sounds like yeah. everything that you've created, your book, your this website is just a place of connection where when you feel a little alone, when you feel like you don't know what to do, there is a space that you can go and say, oh my gosh, okay, they feel this too. They're struggling yeah. with this too. I think it just – there is just such power in people saying, I get it. I get
yeah.
it. Like I'm walking with you.
Yeah, and that's probably one of the most special things about Coffee and Crumbs is that we do not ever offer advice. We are storytellers. That's it. So we love to kind of take a magnifying glass up to our own motherhood and our own experiences and dig with a shovel until we find meaning and hope and beauty in it. And then we write it as best we can and just kind of offer it up as an offering. But there's still so much content out there for mothers, you know, and I do think that's kind of what makes us really special is that at the heart of our space, literally all you're going to find there are stories.
I love it. Well, as we kind of close, can you just think of maybe a last word of advice that you would have for moms who are listening who might have felt like they maybe lost their passion or purpose or trying to figure out how to merge it, or maybe they feel guilty for doing the thing that they love? And can you give some advice to them or some encouragement?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I just really want moms to know that when they make space and make time for the thing that makes them feel alive, that thing that just lights a spark up in their heart and makes them feel most themselves, that overflows into your motherhood. And I know what it feels like to think of that as selfish, but I cannot tell you enough from my own personal experience how much the opposite is true, that anytime I take a little bit of space, a little bit of time to invest in just who I am and in who God made me to be, that overflow affects my family in a million good ways. And it's good and it's sacred and it's holy and it's worth pursuing.
I love it. And I would agree with that wholeheartedly. It's just the exact same thing. Your kids see it. They see who you are. They start to see an example of when they grow up, you know, you don't have to not be who you are to be a great mom. And what I've seen in our journey is just them coming alongside with me in this, you know, my stage is a little different where I have a very full-time intense job and, my kids very much are sometimes in that office with me and they at the end are like, Mom, okay, yeah, we get it. Like they feel in it with me and being a part of the mission with me. So I just always tell people, like, whatever you're doing, whatever it be job or passion or purpose, like including your kids in that with you is actually a really beautiful space. So awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ashley. I'm excited for people to pre-order your book that comes out in March, The Joy of Pursuing Creativity and the Margins of Motherhood, and it's called Create Anyway. So thanks for being with us. I'm so excited
to have you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Be Love, Do Good podcast. My Be Love quick tip today is just to start explore if you've kind of lost that piece of who you are, who God has created you to be. Are you able to step into that as a mother? Are you able to find those things that fill your cup and that you think, oh yeah, this is what I'm on earth to do. This is what I love to do. This is what I'm passionate about. Start to explore that again and see if there are ways that you can put margin in a sliver of space that you can do those things. I encourage you to get Ashley's book, Create Anyway, wherever you like to get your books. It comes out this month, but you can always pre-order. Have a great day. Thank you guys so much for being love and doing good in your community. See you next week.
don't want anything.